Hi there, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled The Way of Faith, was written by Lisa M. Samra. In a 2017 World Cup qualifying match that pitted the U.S. against Trinidad and Tobago, the Soca Warriors shocked the world when they beat the U.S. men's national team, a team ranked considerably higher. The upset eliminated the U.S. team from the 2018 World Cup. Trinidad and Tobago's victory was so unexpected, in part because the United States' population and resources dwarfed those of the small Caribbean nation. But those seemingly insurmountable advantages weren't enough to defeat the passionate Soca Warriors. The story of Gideon and the Midianites features a similar upset, one between a small group of fighters and a large army. The Israelite army actually had more than 30,000 fighters, but the Lord whittled the army down to just 300 warriors so the nation would learn that their success was dependent on God, not the size of their army, the amount of money in their treasury, or the skill of their leaders. It can be tempting to put our trust and confidence in things we can see or measure, but that's not the way of faith. Though it's often difficult, when we're willing to depend on God, to be strong in the Lord and His mighty power, we can go into situations with courage and confidence, even when we feel overwhelmed and unqualified. His presence and power can do amazing things in and through us. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Judges chapter 7, verses 1 through 8, and verse 22. Early in the morning, Jerubbaal, that is Gideon, and all his men camped at the spring of Herod. The camp of Midian was north of them in the valley near the hill of Moreh. The Lord said to Gideon, "You have too many men. I cannot deliver Midian into their hands, or Israel would boast against me. My own strength has saved me. Now, announce to the army, anyone who trembles with fear may turn back and leave Mount Gilead." So 22,000 men left, while 10,000 remained. But the Lord said to Gideon, "There are still too many men. Take them down to the water, and I will thin them out for you there. If I say, 'This one shall go with you,' he shall go. But if I say, 'This one shall not go with you,' he shall not go." So Gideon took the men down to the water. There the Lord told him, "Separate those who lap the water with their tongues, as a dog laps, from those who kneel down to drink." 300 of them drank from cupped hands, lapping like dogs. All the rest got down on their knees to drink. The Lord said to Gideon, "With the 300 men that lapped, I will save you and give the Midianites into your hands. Let all the others go home." So Gideon sent the rest of the Israelites home, but kept the 300, who took over the provisions and trumpets of the others. Now the camp of Midian lay below him in the valley. And now, verse 22. When the 300 trumpets sounded, the Lord caused the men throughout the camp to turn on each other with their swords. The army fled to Beth Shittah, towards Zerera, as far as the border of Abel Meholah, near Tabith. Let's pray. Dear God, when Gideon was completely outmatched in the face of the Midianite army, you gave him success and showed him that you were faithful. God, you've shown us time and time again that you can make the impossible possible. So God, we just ask that you would help us trust you even when we're facing obstacles that may seem so overwhelming. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.